Mr. and Mrs. Tick-Tock and the six little Tick-Tocks lived morning, noon, and night in a shop that sold nothing but clocks. Minnie said, "Hop aboard, nice to see you going places." Mrs. Tick-Tock said, "Not so nice, take me to the doctor." Minnie stepped back in surprise.
Yes!
Minnie the tired trolley car turned on her switch. She put on her steam, she stepped on her bell, and away they raced up Rockabye Street. Every morning at 6 o'clock, Peter the Cuckoo Clock came out of his little red house where he lived all alone with his cuckoo. Rain or shine, day or night, Peter the Cuckoo Clock always said good morning like this. This woke up Mr. Tick-Tock, who woke up Mrs. Tick-Tock, who woke up all the little Tick-Tocks, six of them, one at a time. Everybody whistled and cheered. Mr. and Mrs. Tick-Tock and the six little Tick-Tocks were so happy, they gave a clock apiece to all the boys in the clock room, and a wristwatch apiece to all the girls. Minnie said, "Stoppily rocko, what'll we do?" Minnie took down her long black trolley pole from the trolley, put her head. She poked it through the window. She went fishing down Mr. Tick-Tock's throat. This woke up Mr. Tick-Tock, who woke up Mrs. Tick-Tock, who woke up all the little Tick-Tocks, six of them, one at a time. This woke up Mr. Tick-Tock, who woke up Mrs. Tick-Tock, who woke up all the little Tick-Tocks, six of them, one at a time. Well, old rooster, your voice is almost as good as all dogs and fat cats and mine. Come with us to Raggle Taggle Town and we'll be singers. So they went down the road.